This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks so much for listening. And we have a show full of ironies, quests for justice, the value of art, and the value of a personal contemplative workspace, a place where you can make a huge mess in the pursuit of your creative goals. Artists have studios. I love that. We've been hearing from you, though, in the places that make your creativity come alive.
This is Josiah Wetzel from St. Louis, Missouri. I feel more creative and productive in a non-secluded, yet slightly apart, well-lit, and moderately quiet space that has good coffee, a big table, and if the task requires it, fast connectivity.
Thanks, Josiah. Describe your private creative space, contemplative or otherwise. You can reach us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. But we begin this hour on a note that is anything but contemplative. A super typhoon, Haiyan, one of the strongest storms ever recorded on the planet, made landfall in the Philippines, flooding streets and knocking out power and communication networks across this country of isolated islands. A predicted storm surge of 23 feet has caused the evacuation already of about 125,000 people. Aaron Aspey is the emergency communications officer for the NGO World Vision. He joins us from the Philippine city of Bohol. Aaron, welcome.
Hi, Zion.
Are you okay there right now? You're dealing not only with this storm, but the aftermath of a recent earthquake.
Yes, I'm now here in the quake hit areas in Bohol Island. And after the rains and the fierce winds, efforts are now focused on clearing operations as well as search and rescue. There are lots of landslides and destroyed roads, bridges, and other infrastructures that have been structurally weakened by the quake 3 weeks ago. Families are now displaced, and they are in cramped conditions in evacuation centers. And tonight, they are exposed to extreme weather, which also leaves them susceptible to coughs, colds, diarrhea, and other illnesses due to hygiene and sanitation concerns.
Aaron, are you getting any reports, any information about what the impact of this typhoon has been nationwide in the Philippines?
Yes. So far, our casualties are starting to pick up, but this could easily rise by the hour as we establish the full extent of damage brought by Typhoon Haiyan. And right now, around 154,000 people are in evacuation centers, and it's still rising. And the urgent needs there are ready-to-eat food, water, medicines, blankets, and sleeping mats. And here in the quake-hit areas, people are still afraid to go to enclosed spaces, and they're urged to evacuate to sturdy structures, but some of them chose to stay in makeshift tents because they're still feeling aftershocks as of the moment.
Aaron, I'm amazed that we're even able to talk to you today. What do you think the requests will be, the most urgent requests for the international community in the early going here in the next few days?
Yeah, there's really massive challenges that lay ahead for humanitarian workers to work together with the government and with the disaster-affected communities for swift relief, rehabilitation, and recovery work.
And that's going to be nationwide. That's not just on the island where you are. That's across the Philippines.
Yes, it will be a massive relief operations that will be participated in by disaster units from different parts of the country with the help of the different agencies like World Vision.
Aaron Aspey is Emergency Communications Officer for the NGO World Vision. He spoke to us from the city of Bohol. Aaron, stay safe. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.